You couldn't do it because this is not like the use permits where we're just putting one cabin on one lot, that it all becomes one big district that would be wide open to nightly rentals. And if I'm wrong in that understanding, or am I correct in that understanding, Scott?
No, that'd be correct.
Okay.
Your density with a...
That basically...
sewer type system would be one per 8,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And the density...
Right, go about square footage and 23 acres, you could put a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And this neighborhood is a quiet neighborhood. People built their houses and moved out there because it was a country setting. They wanted to be away from the tourist industry. They didn't go build their subdivision around a music show and then complain that the music was too loud. We moved to the country to get away from it. I lived in a motel, ran a motel in town for 11 years. I did not want to be in that area. But now we have people that we didn't go to the tourist industry, but they want to bring the tourist industry to our neighborhood. And we just want to live our life in peace, to what we set out to do in the beginning. And at the first meeting we had about 20 residents that were at the first meeting opposed to this. Most of them couldn't be here today. They had job obligations, et cetera. But we got a few people that were able to come today, and I've got a petition here signed by 23 residents opposing this, if anybody's interested in seeing that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? No. Okay. Anyone else like to speak? Good morning, ma'am. Have you filled out a sign-up sheet?
Yes, sir, I have. My name is Margie Clark, and I live at 160 Live Oak Lane. I would like to express that this is a very close proximity community. We have 35 residents here, home-owned lands. We're all very close, and we have children, grandchildren, babies, and teenagers. We have children galore. So we have a road that is an entrance, Hampton entrance. You can come into Hampton and you can go out of Hampton, but you cannot leave anywhere else. It's just an in and out road. It's a small little country road. Many of the families walk it back and forth, ride their bikes, the kids up and down. It's very close, it's very small. Then the little tributaries of Hampton, Bristol, Live Oak Lane, Yates, and Ruby Rest. Those are just little tributary trail roads like. And we have homes on each one of those and children. And what I'm saying is we have a very peaceable, quiet, safe dwelling place. We are citizens here. We have generational people living in these homes, and we're passing our homes on to our children and our grandchildren, these properties. We work in the schools here. We work in the businesses here. We spend our money here in Tetaney County supporting the businesses and the entertainment. We are very very busy in the civic matters of our Tetaney County. And we all pay taxes. And we're all rooted and grounded here. We have a peaceable, quiet, safe dwelling place here. It's peaceful, it's quiet, it's safe. Now we've had some people coming in just since this has all been happening, and they're just their guests at they're walking up on our properties, coming in. We had something that was very frightening one time that came in, and we had dinner at our family, and the men went out on the porch to address it, and these were people coming, walking our properties and stuff and looking through the land. These NR1s are one-night stands. These people can come in, and they are not going to be doing any kind of character referencing for these people. They party, they're loud, they're noisy, and the problems with children being abducted, and we have all these children here, with strangers coming in and out, and in and out of a neighborhood that is rooted and grounded. It is a safe, peaceful environment. It would be stolen, destroyed, and killed if this thing brought in all of these strangers in here. These people are talking about their home, their finances. We are all rooted and grounded families here, and we are 35 in here, and we're passing this property on to our next generations as well. And the ones that could not make it here, they're very sorry. They all wanted to be here. We did everything we could to get these signatures on here for you. Because there are 35, we couldn't get the others because they're out of town for the holidays and a couple in the hospital. They couldn't come. So those people are adamant. We are all against this single night rental. It is not compatible, sirs, not by a long one. And I ask you with sincerity, would you like to have NR1 in your backyard? Would you want these people coming in and overnight, strangers all the time, right in your closed-in community that has been established for a long time, and endanger the safety of your home, the peace, the quiet, and the safety? Would you want that stolen and destroyed? Would you want that taken from you? We've already had a question here. Will the residential zoning still apply to Dorch property in our one rezoning district? Is that going to apply to our whole neighborhood and take us out of a residential zoning? We are residential people. We're residential zoning, just like Emery Creek, Hickory Ridge, Whitetail. All the homes are, we're rooted and grounded. We're home neighborhoods, communities. And we are all residential. This is a residential territory. There are no businesses here, and there's a reason for it, because we are moving out in our homes for safety, peace and quiet and safety, just like you people are. You have your homes in safe peace and quiet, and you're out where you have a safe neighborhood. You don't have strangers coming in every night and doing parties and walking around with your kids here. We have children on every one of these little roads here and all the way up and down Hampton to the mouth of 248 walking it as family units and playing and riding their bikes. And these strangers coming in that pick kids up off the streets and just nab them out of neighborhoods now nationwide, this puts us in huge jeopardy and danger. And I just want to ask you to please, would you want this for your own home? Would you do this to your own family? Would you do this to yourself? So please, we are all against this NR1 single-family rental district for very definite reasons. 35 residences living here, active and operative citizens, good, upstanding citizens, the legs upon which Taney County stands. We ask that it remain residential. And we are all adamant about it, sirs. We are all adamant, madam. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I will answer your one question. What they've applied for is those seven parcels, and they're listed on there. And if it were to be rezoned, it would be those seven parcels. It would not be affecting your area.
Oh, no.
Correct,
Scott? They walk up on our properties all the time. We're so closely knit. This looks like they're far away from us, but we are all closely knit. We can hear them talking. We can hear them. They walk into our properties.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to question that. It was just you said, if this is done, will that then change the zoning of our property and everything? No, they're just applying for those seven parcels that are listed on there in Ruby's Rest. It would not affect the zoning of your property.
Okay, but that means we'd have a commercial, it's like a commercial zoning. It just has another label on it, NR1 district, but it's like a commercial. In the heart, in the hub of our community, mm-hmm. bringing all of this into our community, a commercial zone right in the heart of a very close-knit, very close-knit community. Our houses are close, and we can hear each other talking. We know where the kids are playing. And Dorch is right there. It is not a big, huge, open space. We're all very close proximity.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? Sir?
Good morning. My name is Curtis Baumgartner, first-time speaker.
Okay. Your address, sir?
It's 196 Yates Road. I live there with my wife, Christina. We moved there in August of 2021. And so we're pretty new to all of this. We have the same general concerns as what you've already heard before, infrastructure and everything. And I just wanted to say on a more personal note that we specifically moved here for the peace and quiet and to be in nature and to be surrounded by trees and everything, which we are. So we're thankful for that. And we go for walks throughout the entire area from one end of Hampton to the other and throughout where we live. And yeah, I just wanted to express that we moved here specifically for peace and quiet and being out in the country. We've met a couple of the other family members, the Dorsch family members in passing, and everybody, we have nothing against any of them. We just want to retain what we bought into and the country living. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak?
My name is Barbara Coleman. I live at 1131 Hampton Road. We live right across the street from this proposed project. We moved up here 33 years and bought 50 acres across the street from this property. We owned a motel, ran it in Branson, and we decided real quick that we didn't want to live on the Branson Strip area. We moved out there because of it was mostly residential and some agricultural land. And honestly, the main reason is because of the traffic and the tourist. And as you know, a lot of you probably live over here because of that same reason. You don't want to live in Branson and have to face all the problems that goes along with that. It's a little narrow country road. We've been run off the road several times. If you meet a bus or a car, you're in the ditch, It's not built for heavy traffic, and this would really cause a problem. The buses that we have, is the turnaround is right there where their driveway is to go into this complex if they build it. At least two buses, I know. It's very dangerous. Just from the traffic alone that they have now, they come flying out that road, and we've almost hit several times some of the cars that have come out there. So it's a very good safety concern for our whole area. It honestly, I try to think about what it would be like. It would be like building a mini resort over here on Forsyth-Tanyville Road. That's the kind of area that we live in. And, of course, you have to ask your own self, would you really want a bunch of nightly rentals across the street from you or in your backyard with the problems that come along with it? I'm just trying to see if there's... quiet neighborhood, like I said, we've all said that. Safety-wise, with the world like it is today, I'm sorry, I just don't want a bunch of individuals coming into our area where we come home. This is our safe place. This is our home. If we wanted to be in the middle of, an area that had a lot of nightly rentals, we would have lived in Branson a lot closer to the Strip. And to all the activities. It would change the whole dynamics of our neighborhood and the way we live. We even talked to one of the bankers here, one of our local bankers, and he said they have stopped loaning money on buildings that are built strictly for nightly rentals. There is there's a saturation. And you know that saturation of nightly rentals in our area anyway.